right, man.
Thank you.
10. Me and a friend that I went with was to spend a lot more time in Yuma, but once we got to Yuma, we realized there was no place to spend any time and moved on. Yuma, as you know, is surrounded by the desert. I mean, if you're 2 hours outside of Yuma, you might as well be half an hour outside of Yuma or 4 hours outside of Yuma. That's a bleak, featureless plain, and it's deadly, of course. When we drove through there, it was the summertime, it was around noon, and the sun was up, as usual, and everything that intended to survive was underneath a rock.
Oxygenarian, and, food, whatever they had.
vertical thing for thousands of miles. None of this is flavor to it. It's called Josco's. Or as Porfirio Diaz said, poor Mexico, so far from God and so close to the United States. Thank you. talks to nothing but awe of people who know him, including myself. Because his ability to sleep and to drop a nap. He can take a 2-hour nap when he gets up in the morning. My mother has seen him fall asleep standing up on a city bus, for example. Or when I was, well, I don't need to mention that. But when he left off selling chip beef, he had a short career as a golf pro. And then to find some stability in his life that he'd either golf if he could afford it, he joined the civil service and went to work for the VA. Didn't afford him as much sleep as he'd hoped for. Retirement came for him about 10 years ago. And they moved to Virginia where, without any effort on his part, he began to indulge in his hobby. And it was what I'm driving at here tonight. I'm driving at something. It was on a lake on a Sunday afternoon. He decided, something when you think about it. He decided to take a nap. He got up and he went back into the bedroom, took off all his clothes and his shoes, crawled under the covers and conked out. And about an hour and a half later, he woke up thinking that he'd been in bed for about 8 hours and it was now morning and it's time to get up. Usually, I mean, I'm sure that's happened to anybody. Didn't last too long, though, did it? But you had the sensation by the time you're on your feet, or sooner than that, you realized what was going on. But my dad, doesn't take, you know, he doesn't take a philosophical approach to life. Things are either on or they're off. He didn't doubt that it was morning. It was time to get up, which he's always found slightly depressing. He walked out into the kitchen where my mother was doing whatever she was doing out there, and said, "What's for breakfast?" he's got a talent for non sequitur also, by the way, so she didn't see anything that unusual. And she said, "How about some eggs?" And he said, "Fine." And they sat down at the kitchen table to eat. I don't think she ate. Another clue that he already he could have noticed. But it's one of those unexamined approaches to living, as I mentioned earlier. At any rate, while they were sitting there, he was eating his eggs and sort of talking to her, she to him, and he was looking past her and out the window behind her into the outdoors where it was getting dark outside. He watched, and he decided that the world was coming. They say that at least was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shade. And though she'd act the little girl, and if she burned, don't believe her, that's her trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, and maybe some lady. Everybody knew at times she'd cry. All other women like Louise, they get by. Thank you. about 3 years older. Couldn't deny what I was hearing. It's a direct quote from Dad.
Stand upon the sand.
Thank you. full guitar just keeps going up and up.
Just a few minutes.
Special place.